Rudy, let me have you explain first how the Rudy Award and your foundation came about.
Sure. Let me say the relationship of my brother went to Nebraska. He wrestled for Nebraska. He was a junior college transfer student. So there is a little bit of a connection with the Cornhuskers.
Uh-huh. How long ago was that, and what is his name?
John Rudiger. He's, it's got to be in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
so,
was
anyway, long story short, he transferred to Nebraska on a wrestling scholarship, and that's where his roots are.
Ah, so there is a Nebraska connection besides Alex Henry, who's a finalist for the Rudy Award. Talk a little bit about the Rudy Award and the foundation and how it came about.
Well, the Rudy Award came about because of the it all started in Division I football, the story. And the story actually represents every kid or every athlete that has a burning desire to be part of something good and great. Not that he has to be the best player, but the fact that he performs his best for what he has, number one. And number two, his character to pursue his goals with the tenacity. He has his dream, his passion to be part of a program and make it better. Not only make himself better, but make the program better. That goes along with his commitment, of course. So we look for kids with character and commitment. We also look for kids that have the ability to inspire through their journey and their struggles, that they can inspire other young players to be the best that they could be. They actually elevate the team when they do that. So we look for a kid. What has this kid really done? How many? That's nice. He scored touchdowns or kicked field goals, but who is this kid? Who really is this kid? And when you start digging and you start finding out this kid, the type of kid you would want on any team, whether it's your insurance team or run a company, or because of the character that this young man has. So that in itself plays a big role in how we pick the Rudy Award, because it's based on character, courage, commitment, and how he contributes back to his school, to his society, to his family. So we weigh all that in, and that's how we find our Rudy. Because basically, when I played football at Notre Dame, I was not the best player, nor a candidate. Just an ordinary guy. In their eyes, did extraordinary things. But in my eyes, I didn't do extraordinary things. I did what I was supposed to. Practice hard, work hard, go to practice, don't give up when it gets hard, and move forward and do the best and kind of like forget the rest type of attitude. So that attitude carried through the team and made me somewhat, there were some players that didn't like me and some players that liked me. And I wasn't looking to be liked by anyone other than the fact that I was out there to prove to myself that I could be part of something that was great. And that meant I had to work hard and stick in there and not whine or complain, but be part of something, be part of a tradition that really stands for something. And that's what inspired me to be part of Notre Dame, because Notre Dame represented hope, represented a lot of different elements in my life that had a structure to it. So when you look for these kids that come to the Rudy Award, the coaches also see that, and that's how they pick their Rudy. So we're very excited about the fact that Nebraska saw their Rudy. Here's a young man who was a walk-on and now becomes a leading scorer in Nebraska history. But he went through a lot of struggles in a lot of different areas, but he's a young man that had filled with character and commitment, and they love his courage. So that's why he's coming to the forefront of this Rudy Award.